Chop Sports presents I'm Your Team, an NFL podcast. I'm me. I'm this podcast. I'm this song. I'm this intro.
Dad, stop. You're embarrassing me.
Really? All right.
I'm you, Dad.
Good call, honey. Great call, actually.
All right, now, massive. Here come the wolves with the moves. Keith Ernst.
What the kind of name is Ernst? Why don't you get some vowels in there, like your Unstiegado or something, you know? But I'm your name.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to I'm Your Team. This is an NFL podcast that will spark some serious conversations, but it's more than that, all right? Because we're pretty much, we're going to make fun of everything, especially how generic players, teams, fans, refs can be in general. So nobody's safe, including me, and I'm that. The term I'm you is going to be used often, all right? It's just a way to make fun of things, people. That's it. You know, people think in general that, you know, that aren't football fans, that like we're these big, dumb, idiot ogres, you know, for fun we just bang our heads against the wall, but you know, that's not true. And I think we're more intelligent than people think. And that being said, I think you guys will catch on to this terminology like right away. So that's it. So let's get in there. Let's go. Now, before I bring in the two Jablooks, I'm going to kick this show off by making OMU calls on some NFL teams. I mean, I can't think of a better way to start the show off. So in this week's episode, I'm starting with the AFC East. Let's go. Let me start with the Miami Dolphins, okay? I'm you. I'm your undefeated season you won't stop talking about back when they played, like, what, 7 games in a season? And whenever a team starts out awesome, you know, say, like, they're 12-0 or 13-0 or whatever, and then they end up losing a game, then they're like, we're gonna pop the champagne bottle because a team that was 19-0 finally lost a game. I'm you. I'm you wasting the career of one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Dan Marino. I'm the running backs you surrounded him with. I think Dan Marino didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher his whole career until, like, I think 1996 or 7 with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And I'm that. I'm him. I'm you guys being confused now. I'm thinking I just named a basketball player, but he was actually a pretty decent football player. I'm your fan base. I'm the last time you won a Super Bowl, Elvis was alive, and that's the truth, and I'm that.
Come on, everybody, and whistle this tune right now. Come on, everybody, and stomp your feet real loud.
All right, let's get into the Bills. Now, I mean, I'm your team going to 4 Super Bowls in a row and getting trounced in 3 of the 4 of them. And, oh, I'm you never winning a Super Bowl, okay? You are the last team in the division not to win a Super Bowl. So, and I'm that. And I'm your generic Buffalo fighting song that you have. I'm your song. I'm that song. It's so horrible. I'm that. Take a listen. Take a listen to this.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now. The Bills are making it happen now.
I mean, I'm that. I'm your generic fight. What is it? It sounds like a local commercial jingle. Like, I'm your originality. There's absolutely no creativity there. I mean, seriously, it feels like I'm watching like a local car commercial and they're advertising for President's Day or something. It's horrible. I'm your song. Oh yeah, and I'm Scott Norwood too. All right. I'm him having CTE after being punched in the head by every Bills fan since 1991.
That didn't hurt! Ugh, that didn't hurt!
The New England Patriots. I'm you guys, all right? You think I can't call a team that's won 6 Super Bowls this century? Think again, all right? I'm you guys literally letting the greatest quarterback of all time walk out the door because, it's the system. It was the system. We don't need Brady. Who cares? We have Belichick. He can find another way to cheat. I'm you. And I'm your team being pretty much irrelevant until 2001. I'm also most of Bill Belichick's coaching assistants having a career as a cameraman in the movies after they retire. So that's kind of cool for you guys, right?
Lights, camera, action.
Oh, and one more thing. I'm Steve Grogan's neck roll. I'm that. The New York Jets, man. This. Now, where do I start with this piece of shit team, huh? I'm your Jets, Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Ah, I'm you. I'm you having the only quarterback in the Hall of Fame with a losing record, by the way. Oh, really? Nobody believed we could win that Super Bowl. You know, Super Bowl 3. I think it was played in, what, year 48 BC?
Chocolate. I remember when they first invented chocolate. Sweet, sweet chocolate.
But honestly, seeing how awful the Jets have been, I can see why people didn't believe you were going to win that Super Bowl. I will say, though, Joe Namath is pretty awesome, okay? I mean, he probably tagged more ladies than a hairband rock star in the 80s, so.
Girls, girls, girls!
I mean, there should be a bust of Joe Namath's penis in the Hall of Fame, not his head. I mean, either that or a bust of his liver. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm his drinking problem. I'm him having an open tab at every bar in America.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play. I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
All right, guys, that's going to do it. I'm really excited about this show. And the two Jablooks are standing by. Can't wait for you guys to meet them. Arthur OG and Michael Fury. Let's get in there. Let's go. Arthur OG and Michael Fury. What's up, guys?
Hey, everybody.
So,
hey.
So really quick, I just want to say something. I know people like to, like, you know, like, if you're going to learn to be a millionaire, you learn from a millionaire, okay? Now, I know Arthur very well, my one co-host, and I played, we've been in football leagues together, and he's actually a very athletic person. Myself, I mean, I played, you know, high school football. I attempted three times to play college football, and that didn't work out. That's for another conversation. So we know, you know, we've experienced the sport, and, you know, we do all right. But as far as Mike Fury goes, he's probably one of the most unathletic people you will ever meet. And I'm him, and I'm everything about him. So I want to apologize now for any advice he might give, because, you know, like I said, you want to learn to be a millionaire from a millionaire. And you're, you know, he's like one of those guys, like when, like, if you could see his face too, geez, I'm his face. I'm your face.
No, I'm
Fury looks like his shoes are always untied.
Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty good at Tecmo Bowl. Does that count?
And he's the guy, like, you know, the guy who was picked last. He was picked after that guy, if that's even possible.
And that was on the girls. That was on the all girls team too. I mean, Jesus, what an introduction! Thanks, and that was all 100% accurate, by the way, everybody. Hey, so real quick, I'm curious about your intro, Ernst.
Yeah.
Tell me the three college teams that booted you to the curb.
Oh, they didn't boot me. If I have to get into it, I went to a Division III school up in New Jersey called Upsala in East Orange, New Jersey.
Called What's the Matter You?
It doesn't exist anymore. but yeah, you can look it up. But yeah, I went there and I was kicked out of school 2 months later for fighting. And then I went to Long Island University, CW Post. And I attempted to do that twice. And I had to go home for certain reasons.
Hanging in the shower.
Listen, I don't want people to think that their host is a fucking punk.
Okay. Too late.
This was a while ago, people. So, but yeah, I basically got in some trouble at home, and I had to go back to the state of Florida where I was at the time, and they would not let me leave for school. Anything you want me to start crying on the fucking show theory?
Warrant you had.
I'm you getting in my mind. Stop.
I know. Hey, listen, I'm you. I'm me. I'm you. I know you too well.
This is a new show, new Fury.
Yeah. Geez.
Yeah.
He's not going to take it from anyone. He's going to start standing up for
right, yeah, that's right, man. This is
football. I don't know how I like that.
This is 100% contact fucking football.
Yeah. So Fury's wearing a Patriots shirt, everyone. Arthur's wearing his Rams shirt. And me, I don't need to wear a shirt because I've been the fan of the same team since I was a kid. So it's kind of like branded on me. Whereas Fury already admitted to me, he wasn't a Patriot fan at one point. Right?
No, I always was.
I'm but, you. No, let's tell the truth. Now you told me that.
I am telling the truth.
No, you liked other team. You followed other teams though, right?
I did. You want to know which one I followed?
Yeah.
The Redskins.
See? See, but I would never, yeah, see that? Because they were good and the Patriots were trash.
Well, you know, just like how, you know, when you grew up in New Jersey, you could have easily been a, you
Giants
know,
fan.
Followed one of those teams. Yeah. But just like a lot of New Yorkers, they followed the Cowboys.
Yeah, but it's okay. TV. It's not how you become a fan. It's if you stay a fan. And I never jumped. So what I'm trying to say is that, so what you're trying to tell me, you should be a Redskin fan, not a Patriot fan.
No, see, because what I'm trying to tell you is, where you grow up, you should adopt that team, and I did with the
Patriots. Hell says that? Well, where's that rule?
That's where's in the that handbook.
Written? One handbook. I'm your handbook. Where is this?
Jesus.
What?
You call yourself a football fan?
No, I am. But because this is my point. My point is, all right, well, some people don't have a father at a certain age that doesn't tell that they don't tell you, because a lot of times geographically, when you're 6 or 7, you think everything's right next to you. So whatever's on TV, which the Cowboys were when I was in the early 80s. And when I said, this is my team, once I found out I was in New Jersey and then later moved to Florida, I was already, because I'm a loyal kid. That's why you're on this show, Fury. Okay. I can't fucking stand you, but we've been friends for so long that I'm being loyal to you by putting you on the show. And I'm but Arthur, what's up? Now, Arthur, what team did you – Arthur's in a different category.
I'm in a class of my own.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell him.
So, dude, this is the reason why I loved football more than any other sport, because there wasn't really a team here growing up. I'm born and raised in L.A.
Yeah, we're in L.A.
And I didn't have a – we didn't have a football team forever. So, for me, it's like – if there was a good game on TV, it doesn't matter who wins, who loses. As long as it's entertaining, I don't care. And then I started kind of gambling and started betting on teams, and I got a little bit of skin in the game, and, you know, things change. But I didn't really have a home team until the Rams came here in 2016. And I still really didn't root for them, because I didn't really – I mean, yeah, they moved here. They're an LA team, but it's, you know, doesn't automatically mean I'm, like, going to default to them being my team. And then with all the moves, you know, bringing in McVay and kind of the team turning around, I was like, okay, they seem to be, they're paying their players, seems to be like, you know, they're invested in the team. They're building a new stadium. They're showing, like, at least initiative. They're not just moving a team for the sake of, you know, they want to be in, like, the LA market.
So basically what Arthur's saying is that he never had a favorite team, like how Fury wanted to be John Riggins when he was a kid, besides Steve Grogan. You know, that's different from Arthur, because Arthur didn't have a team. He just loved the game. So that's when the Rams came here. You know, he explained why he became a Ram fan.
Yeah.
You know, I've been getting on Chop Sports, where we're broadcasted, is I've gotten a discussion on there about Todd Gurley. And it's amazing how everyone is like, I'm like, I can't believe he's still a free agent. He's 26. And everyone's like, well, his knees are 46 years old, or his knees are 56. In today's modern medicine, I don't want to hear that shit. I really don't.
I don't think it's a situation with his knee, man. And like, I noticed this the year after the Super Bowl, the following year, dude, if you look at him, like, physically, the guy looked like he ballooned. It looked like he put on like 20, 30 pounds.
So you think he got lazy?
I don't know if his knee issue had something to do with it, where, like, you know, he can't train and he can't do what he normally did before.
Right.
But you can definitely tell. I mean, he looks like he's a fullback now. He doesn't look like the running back of
Arthur.
2018.
Arthur, do you think he went downhill because he got paid?
Maybe. That's could obviously be.
He did get paid a lot.
Seventh year.
Okay, so he's a running back, big running back. He's a bruising running back in that kind of style. That's why running backs, they don't last like 10, 12 years anymore.
But the thing with him, Mike, it's like he never put his head down and tried to go through you. He always tries to go around you. He would always run out of bounds. So he's always like avoiding taking big hits that he doesn't need to take, you know?
He was a good back catching the ball out of the backfield as well.
He was unreal. Like, you couldn't stop. Dude, if he caught the ball in the backfield, like, he's getting 10 yards. You're not going to deny him 10 yards.
Right.
Well, the thing that bothers me about that Rams Super Bowl is that the Dallas Cowboys had the record at the time for holding a team to just a field goal and no touchdowns against the Miami Dolphins in 1972. Which is the 71 season. Yeah. Okay. It was actually, I was going to say 24-3.
Oh, that was the, okay.
That was in 72. And then the Patriots did it to the Rams. I mean, and the Rams were like, didn't that offense set records that year, Arthur, when they played the Patriots?
In 2018?
I think they were like setting like actual, like, like they were beating other teams, like the greatest show
total,
on turf.
Like total yardage and total.
Yeah.
It was between them and Kansas City. That year, they were both just kind of going off.
And then we all know what happened. Belichick got their playbook. He got a couple video cameras.
Yeah.
Went to the practices and, you know.
Yep. And bingo.
So, Mike, what do you have? Well, you said you had some football news. What do you got?
Me?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, you told me that today. Well, when I saw you.
I think I was lying to you. I'm drawing a blank.
Well, here's the thing, all right? I'm this. All right. Now, so the show that we're doing is an NFL show, as we all know. Right. We are probably in the slowest time that you can think of in the NFL. Mm-hmm, like the most dead. I mean, we got training, OTAs are going and stuff like that, but this is sort of like the Dallas Cowboy podcast I do on Blogging the Boys.
Yeah.
Where we're kind of like, we find stuff and then we just run with it. You know what I mean? But this is what I want to do. I think this would be fun. We're going to do a fantasy draft. Mm-hmm. And when we do the fantasy draft live, not live, but when we do it, every time someone takes a, every time someone takes a pick, they take a shot.
Oh, Jesus.
Say it again.
Every time someone has a pick, they take a shot.
Of what? Oh, it doesn't. We'll figure that out later.
Yeah. I don't care. Yeah, whatever tastes great to you.
Hey,
probably. All right. So here's what I want to talk about right now. Let's talk about Deshaun Watson. Now, yes or no, do you think he's guilty, Mike Fury?
I'm gonna say yes.
I'm you. I said okay, good.
And you wanna know my reason?
No, I not yet. Hold on, midget head. Calm down. Hey, all right. So, Arthur, do you think Deshaun Watson is guilty? Yes, just a yes or no question. If you were to say
yes,
okay. Right. I say yes too. Now, why do you say yes, Fury?
So, I say yes is because there's what, over 20 girls. Are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay. Maybe two, even like two girls come out or three, you're like, okay, they're going for a money grab. But you know, when there's like over 20,
how many girls have accused you of that, Mike?
Everyone.
Not allowed in any massage parlors in LA.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. I couldn't pay him off. I mean, I don't have any money. So
I'm him. Maybe he should maybe he should demand a trade to Vegas where all that shit's like legal.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So you can get that shit done whenever.
You know, demand a trade to like Vietnam Thailand. Or something.
Robert Kraft, Thailand.
He go play Thailand football.
And then, you know, you wouldn't have this problem. So
yeah.
But he still wants to be traded. That's the greatest part about it is he won't stop.
Oh yeah.
So wasn't the story that the lawyer that's like coming up with the case, isn't he like neighbors with the
I don't owner know something like that? Or he was back in like the day.
Friends,
you're gonna find. I mean, he's a rich he's a rich lawyer.
There's no back in the day.
I meant it's not like they went to high school together. That would be really back in the day. So you're right, but you're looking at a very successful lawyer.
Everything was fine until Deshaun Watson said, "I want out of Houston."
I'm your conspiracy. I'm that.
And then all these problems came out. I'm just saying.
Hold on. Let's think about this for a second. Once again,
I get that angle.
How many? I'm you. You're horrible. Just be quiet.
Spit it out.
How many rich neighborhoods are in Houston? Do you guys know? Like really rich?
53.
Thank you. Very good, Fury. He has absolutely no clue. What I'm trying to say is, guys, you know, I know you're used to California, like where there's Bel Air, there's Beverly Hills, in certain places like Houston, I'm pretty sure a lot of the rich people live in probably the same neighborhood. So what I'm trying to say to you, Arthur, for the lawyer to live or be close to the owner isn't.
It seems like the richer circles of the
he doesn't
smaller
live
pockets
the
in the country are a little more tight knit than if you're going to make the argument for like a Malibu, like a
New York. Okay.
Palm Beach.
So you're saying like Houston?
Yeah. So obviously all these people know each other. They're all buddy. They're all in the same circles, right?
Sure.
You know, maybe the guy's a lawyer for all the people in the neighborhood in Houston.
That makes sense. I could see that.
Yeah. Okay. Everything is going fine. They're trying to figure things out. Deshaun Watson says, you know, I'm not happy here. I want to trade. Boom. 2 days later, this guy's accused of forcing sex.
Yeah, that is a little odd. I agree with you.
First of all, it wasn't 2 days later, and secondly, he hasn't forced sex. And I'm you not knowing the facts of anything. Like it wasn't that.
I know what I know, and I don't know anything.
All he did, which is still wrong.
But I also know
inappropriate.
So much.
What's inappropriate? What he would do is you know, say get closer to my butt cheeks. He'd be like, you know, get to my turning on, Fury. He would do those type of things he'd have a full, you know, Deshaun Watson fucking professional athlete hard on, which, you know, I'm sure may have been intimidating to the lady as well.
Sounds like a series of calculated attempts to try to.
But regardless, what I'm trying to say to you, money. What I'm trying to say to you is that very, very good, a very good, wealthy lawyer, like you said, uh-huh. they live in tight-knit. So what, where's yeah. the lawyer supposed to come from? A ghetto there?
He's why would that, making... why would that lawyer who's that connected to that circle of people go around and knock on the massage parlor door?
Because he didn't knock on a massage therapist parlor door.
And say, hey, did Deshaun Watson ever make no. you feel uncomfortable?
No, basically what you're having is somebody saying, okay, who's a really good lawyer who's used to high profile cases, which this guy has worked high profile cases before.
And maybe they
this
know
guy has, and he's in Houston. Perfect. Let me go talk to him.
Hey, hey, I'm the high profile lawyer on this case. Yeah. Mr. Owner.
No, he doesn't call them. Listen, it's listen, called listen, research.
Your maybe quarterback, he knows him from a... hearing some, we're hearing some things about your quarterback. You know, I just kind of want to give you the heads up that we might pursue, you know, something or other. And, do you know anything about this? I'm like, oh yeah, feel free to pursue whatever legal actions or don't pursue them. Let me see what I can do.
Who's
about
having
it.
The conversation right now?
Maybe Mr. Lawyer is calling the owner of the Texans and like, hey, I'm hearing these things, you know.
Right. So this is so now what you're doing, you're making up dialogue and phone calls between the owner and the lawyer. So this is what we've
listen,
come to.
All of this to say
all true.
I absolutely love Deshaun Watson.
All true facts.
I love the guy. He's a phenomenal talent.
That's good. People loved Ray Rice too. So, and on that.
Well, you know, the guy won a Super Bowl.
People loved OJ as well.
When you have the amount of people that they have against them, it just feels like one or two probably are telling the truth. The rest are just kind of there to fluff the numbers. No pun intended.
Listen, with all that said, would you still trade for him?
No. Yes. If I was a low profile team, maybe. A team that nobody gives a shit about. So, yeah. I mean, what's a team? It used to be the Browns, maybe the Bengals, but they got Burrows. I mean, a team that doesn't get a lot of media surrounding them, where nobody really cares, where you can go and just.
If I'm the Tennessee Titans, I'm trading in the division for him.
For who?
Oh, Tennessee.
For Deshaun.
Tennessee. For him. You don't believe in Tannehill?
No, not really.
He's good, but if you can find like if you can get a Deshaun Watson over Tannehill.
Absolutely. Did you realize Deshaun Watson? How many games did he win this year without Hopkins?
Dude, what was their record? Was it 4-12?
They were terrible.
They won like three games, I think.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, well, look at his yards. Yeah, because he's playing from behind the whole damn game.
Right. And that's what happened. The defenses are playing.
I still remember when that one year Blake Bortles was like one of the best fantasy quarterbacks. It's because they were down 42-3 and they played prevent for the next three quarters. And I'm
that. Right, right.
You've heard us talk about Jess and Sunflower Meadow Seasoning for a couple months now, and as the weather gets nicer, business is starting to pick up. So right now, for a limited time, Chop Sports fans get to partner up with Sunflower Meadow Seasoning. We're going to create an exclusive product line just for us. We present to you Chop Sports Dip. That's right, it's a cheddar beer dip. And on top of that, we're going to create Chop Sports Dust, which is a Chicago Steakhouse Chop Dust. Check us out in person on June 19th at the St. James Fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you mention Chop Sports, you're going to receive $2 off your purchase of $15 or more. Check out Sunflower Meadow Seasoning online at sunflowermeadowseasonings.com.
Is there what's their offensive line situation? Who do they have at receiver? They have Brandon Cooks at receiver. He's on his 78th concussion.
Yeah, I know.
They got David Johnson, who's like, he's okay. I mean, he's not bad.
I don't know. I'm just saying, that's why I said they lost Hopkins, and he pretty much
Will Fuller. Much they had died. Will Fuller, but he was inconsistent.
Will Fuller got popped for a couple of games for PEDs, I think, right?
The last four, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
not that they, I mean, it was going to.
Here's the deal you make. What I'm trying to say, Joe Montana never won four games. Dan Marino never won four games. You know, you could.
Tom Brady.
I mean, you have to question that. Is he?
JJ Watt comes out.
You know who it reminds me of? You know who it reminds me of? Dante Culpepper a little bit. As soon as he lost Randy Moss and Chris Carter, what did he do?
Toilet.
He didn't do anything.
And maybe his impulse. I mean, obviously his fetishes and his addiction overtakes whatever he does. You know, I mean, people that are hooked on drugs, athletes that are hooked on drugs and shit. You know,
and he's so
which is 99% of them.
You're comparing that to a masseuse jerking you off. So that's an addiction.
That's you think that's something to make light of?
No, that sounds like a good time to me. That's an addiction, man. I want to be addicted.
So as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, I mean, he's 37 years old. On that, I didn't even know. I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which now quarterbacks can play forever because they're so protected, but. 37. I'm surprised he Maybe he was waiting on to see if he was going to get the Jeopardy host thing or not. Maybe he was like, "Hey, let me see if they hand this to me, I'll retire." And they never did.
Here's the thing, though.
He wouldn't leave to be the host of Jeopardy. He loves the drama and all that too much.
Yeah, but I mean, he can't have that forever. So what I'm trying to say is, like, if he's the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek was the Jeopardy, you know, the host for what, 50 years? He can have attention for 50 years, opposed to two or three more in the NFL,
like 30 or something.
Whatever. Okay. You know, whatever it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good run. I mean, how much do you think Alex Trebek was making a year? Over a million.
But that's my point. Who cares? I mean, even if he's making,
I do. That's why I asked.
Even if he's making $300,000 a year, Aaron Rodgers is set.
Here's what I don't like: is he signed for another 3 years?
Right.
I think
he wants an extension. So why don't you like that, bro? You're making.
Play out your contract, homie.
I'm homie. What do you mean?
Homie the clown.
Like that's never happened before. Somebody just doesn't want to play anymore.
No, I'm just saying it's like these guys. Wait, well, let me ask you a question.
What about when owners sometimes they cut them without them playing out their contract?
Well, that's the way the NFL's set up.
So you're saying you're more on the owner side than the players?
I think I'm like right in the middle.
I think you're not.
What? Yeah.
Not with a comment like that.
I just told you.
Yeah,
but you know, here's what, okay. They want to be paid the top five or whatever. They get fucking $35 million a year. 2 years later, they want a new contract.
Well, he doesn't want a new contract. He just wants players around him.
The way the NFL is set up, they can void your contract. They can void his contract and cut him, and they wouldn't be entitled to pay him anything.
Right.
The way the contracts are set up in the NFL is completely different than any other league.
You know who else is not in the Hall of Fame that should be over Calvin Johnson? Chad Johnson. Okay. You know he's not in the Hall of Fame?
Ocho Cinco?
I think it's a personality thing.
It's definitely a personality thing.
You mean Ocho Stinko?
But I mean, I don't know why.
It shouldn't come into. Hey, Mike, leave the jokes to the joke makers.
Yeah,
I don't think that should ever come into.
All right, let me know when they get here. I want to run a couple by them.
I was looking at Calvin Johnson again. I still can't believe he got in first ballot. It drives me crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a question.
I think for his position, man, and what he did, I think it's justified. Now you can name me players from the 70s and 80s that I've never heard of, and I can't make an argument. But from watching the guy when I started watching the NFL, it's just like you watch him play, and the guy stands out to you every play. He's always your attention is always on him.
But yeah, okay. I mean, how many Detroit games have you watched? I mean, you're talking about highlights. No, you are. You're talking about highlights. Of course.
For the last however many years since it's been around, I've only ever watched Red Zone. I don't sit there and I don't watch 3.5 hours of any game.
Okay, that's fine.
Rams. Mm-hmm. But I only watch Red Zone, and I bounce back between.
Well, guess what? Red Zone wasn't there for the majority of Calvin Johnson's career.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Okay. Well, from what I saw when Red Zone was around, Calvin Johnson.
The two or three seasons you saw, he should be in. And I'm sure you sat there and watched every single Calvin Johnson, like everything. I mean,
what is the average NFL career? What is the span? What's the career span
for wide receiver?
Like 5 years
for wide receiver. You got to do it by position.
For any position,
generally
for
five, I think.
For
or four,
probably shorter for wide receivers.
I mean, it's not
wide receivers are there in the league that are
no wide receivers. A really good wide receiver is probably 10 to 14 years.
Dude, yeah. you are either a wide receiver or you're not in the league. You can be a tight end. You might not be a good tight end. Maybe you can be like a fullback. Maybe you can build your body up to be like an O-lineman. Maybe you're a little bit smaller.
All right, what's your point?
Well, as a wide receiver, you're either a wide receiver or you're not. A lot of them are converted from quarterbacks. They'll play quarterback in high school and college. They'll go to wide receiver.
Right.
But you can't convert from wide receiver to tight end. You can't
vice
go from
versa.
Wide receiver to running back.
Okay, here's a question for you.
Right.
So who do you think got snubbed?
What does this have to do with Calvin Johnson being in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know where I'm going with this. But
Can we end this?
Are you trying to say that wide receiver is the toughest position to play in the NFL? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's either you cut. Well, we need to go. I need to go back and remember where it started.
Just like, this all is right,
what happened. Here's the deal. Let me lay out the reasons why Calvin Johnson. You know what? He shouldn't even be in the Hall of Fame. Screw first ballot. He is a wide receiver, number one, who's never won a playoff game. And I'll bring that up again. He's
not
never
his won. Responsibility.
It's not his. Yes, it is his responsibility. When you're a star receiver, that's why star receivers get to the Hall of Fame. No matter what, you can at least carry your team to one playoff win. Even Ocho Cinco has a playoff win.
Right.
Not with Cincinnati, but he has one.
With who? With the Patriots?
I'm you. What, were you watching the Redskins that year? Yeah, it was the Patriots. And I'm me telling you that when you're a fan. It's horrible.
Yeah, you're wearing a Patriots shirt.
A Patriots shirt, and you still got those generic
headphones. You look like Belichick's other brother who he hasn't talked to in 20 years because you guys got into a feud. Somebody ate all the macaroni. You ate all the macaroni, and he didn't get any. And he's like,
another thing people don't talk about with Calvin Johnson too is he was on a defeated team. His second season,
16. Yeah,
he went 0-16. Now that's fine. He never won a playoff game. Are you telling me right now, Jerry Rice, even Terrell Owens, any of those teams they were on will ever go 0-16? Absolutely not.
How many Hall of Famers did Jerry Rice play with in all the years he's played?
Doesn't matter. Everywhere he went, he dominated. It didn't matter.
Okay, so here's a question that
he had Joe Montana, Steve Young, right? Who never won again. Steve Young, yeah, but who never won again when he left? Okay. He never even made it back to a Super Bowl when Jerry Rice left. And then where does he go? He goes to the Raiders that couldn't make it a Super Bowl in how many years? And then he goes, takes them to the Super Bowl? I mean, come on. It's not even –
He went to Denver, close. Too.
He's the greatest football player ever, in my eyes. But,
who?
Jerry Rice. But Calvin – but
why didn't
Calvin
Rice go
Johnson,
to Detroit and turn Detroit around if he's so great?
Well, he would have. I guarantee if he was on that team, they wouldn't have went 0-16.
Yeah.
Oh, how about we talk about how many drop passes Calvin Johnson had? Did you see those on Red Zone?
You want to go to
I'm just saying. I met the guy. Do you know there was one game in particular where he had three drop balls and cost them the game. So that could have been a playoff game to go to a game to get them to the playoffs.
How many catches did he make before those three drops?
Who knows? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
How far did he carry that team before?
It doesn't matter. I mean, Jerry Rice caught every ball. That's your receiver. That's what you're supposed to do. And you're supposed to catch the game winners. He dropped so many. There's one season where he led the league in drops or close to it.
He had Stickum.
How many targets did he have?
I don't know how many targets. I'm just telling you that he led in drop passes.
If he had 150
more targets. You do your own research on that, all right? I'm telling you right now that the guy
–
dropped almost 60 passes his whole career. That's horrible. And here you are saying it's not his fault. How do you know it's not his fault that they didn't win a playoff game?
He had shitty quarterbacks. He had Matt Stafford for like two.
I don't know how many.
Matt Stafford, who you're excited about to come to the Rams? That guy?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. All right. So you think Matt Stafford's awesome? You think he's a great quarterback and he's better than Jared Goff, but he wasn't good enough to win a playoff game with.
Listen to me. When you have Aaron Donald on your D-line and you have Jalen Ramsey in your secondary, yeah, I'm excited about Matt Stafford because all you need to do is put the ball where it needs to go. You just have to manage the game. The defense is going to take care of everything for you.
Better hope.
Better hope.
I thought that was
you have the greatest defensive player ever on the defensive line, and you have arguably the best court ever.
In modern time, yes. I could agree with that.
Okay, in modern time. You can name me people.
Better.
In the 60s,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Better than
Fury,
Albert.
You know what?
Hayden
I realized Park. Fury hasn't even really been part of this. You look like you're sleeping, first of all, in the closet. But go ahead.
I mean, I'm trying to get his
stupid team. They cheated to like four Super Bowls. He's sitting there with this stupid Patriots shirt, just you guys are making some good points. I don't know.
No, I'm just letting the time expire.
I can't ask that.
We're on a time limit, right?
But anyways, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Okay, so here's my original one of the questions I had. Who do you think he snubbed out to get into the Hall of Fame?
Hines Ward.
Okay.
Chad Johnson.
Who?
Hines Ward, I absolutely agree. He should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
You don't think Chad Johnson because of his attitude, you mean, right?
Not me personally, but yeah, I don't think
you think that's what. But that's what I mean. All right, so just you personally, do you think he's a? You think he should have been a first ballot?
I saw him like in the last 3 years of his career. No. So I can't really make like a decision on that.
Okay, all right, that's fine. And but Fuhrer, you say no for Chad Johnson?
First ballot?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do you say yes for Calvin Johnson?
You know,
first ballot.
Sorry. Mike, I'm going to let you think of that for a second. I'm just
I'm you. He's afraid to say the answer because he doesn't want to get fucked.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
He is great, but
motherfucker. Can you just maybe sit the on second it for ballot. A second? I think if you think about Ocho Cinco, I think he does. Considering that he played in a division with Baltimore and Pittsburgh all those years of those bruising defenses, and he was still able to put up the numbers that he put up. Mm-hmm. I think he deserves to be a first ballot Hall of Famer just for that.
You know, did you see? You guys know how many Hall of Famers the Cincinnati Bengals have?
I know at least one.
Well, I'm asking. That's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, do you know how many?
No.
I'm asking you to name them.
Jesus Christ!
Well, I'm you. What are you?
What is this? I'm you being angry. Isn't this supposed to be a fun show? Jesus,
you're not making it fun.
God, good thing we're not in the same room and you have like a loaded gun. Jesus Christ. Answer the question. He's shooting. Jesus Christ. I don't know. How many do you know the answer?
No.
He knows the answer. He just.
I know the answer. I do.
He wants to tell you how much he knows about the NFL.
You know what's funny about it? It's the one person you know.
Yeah, I know Anthony Munoz.
He's the only Anthony Munoz is the only Cincinnati Bengal Hall of Famer.
And no, I'm old enough to watch him. We're both old.
Boomer's
enough to
not
watch
a Hall of Famer.
No, and I think Boomer was awesome, but he doesn't have a Super Bowl, so it's kind of tough. Boomer was great, man. He was a great quarterback.
Chris, I don't like Chris.
No, I think Whitworth is going to be he'll be the second one.
No, so you know who it is, who the guy, and this was before both of our times, and let me get the name again. But there's one Bengal that should absolutely be in that nobody talks about because we don't even know his name. When I say this name, you're not going to know who he is.
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
No, but he was good.
I might know it. Tim Crumry. That's a real name, dude. What are you laughing at?
I don't know. From
He's
when?
Not laughing at what you
Oh,
said.
You don't know? Mr. Football doesn't know him?
I'm you. That sounds like a 1940s player that caught passes from Y.A. Tittle. I have no.
he was a nose tackle for those Super Bowl teams of the Bengals.
Ken Riley.
Huh? Okay. What year? What position?
He was a cornerback.
Hmm.
You know how many interceptions he had? Listen to this. 65.
Wow, that is a lot.
I know.
Is that the most?
What years did he play?
He played for 15 years, dude. Math. Let me see here. I'll tell you right now.
Well, that's four interceptions. That's like 4.5 interceptions a year.
Which is awesome when you think about it.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
What do you know how hard it is to get one interception in the NFL?
It's easy.
All right, let me explain something to our crowd about Mike Fuhrer. So, I played in a co-ed flag football team.
I'm you constantly bringing up the same story of my athletic career. How dare you, sir?
There's a guy that, you know, I said, hey, you want to play? And he was like, yeah, sure. So we go out to this flag football field, and he was going to go co-ed. On the team. They didn't put us on the same team, which he was kind of upset, but I didn't care. But we're all playing games. Within maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes, he's out. He got burnt by a 53-year-old accountant on a deep post that just happened to be a female. Now
that girl was 51, you liar.
And I bet she shook him, which is why he blew his knee out, by the way. And he blamed me. He blamed me because I invited him to join a league. And he was blaming me for him when he should have been blaming his parents because they're the ones that had him. And they were it was their genes inside of his body. So regardless, doesn't matter. Blows his knee, all this, it was over. So here's a guy that's sitting here saying that it's easy to get an interception in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make that clear. If you don't understand, wait, I'm you, okay. I'm that, and I'm him.
Wait, did I blame you for that?
You did.
Oh, okay, good. I just want to make sure I did. Hold on. All right, what's the next topic? This is fun.
Oh, yeah, no, hold on. I want to see the. Okay, let me get deep into Ken Reilly right now.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, Ernst, this is a PG kind of podcast, I think.
All right, so here are the top ones. Listen to this. Ready? Paul Krause is number one with 81 interceptions.
Wow.
Emlyn Tunnell is number two at with 79 interceptions. Rod Woodson is number three with 71.
Really?
Dick the Night Train Lane, 68. Ken Reilly, 65. So he's fifth now. So he's fifth in interceptions of all fucking time, and he is not in the Hall of Fame. Everybody that's in here under him, I mean, all those guys, and then it jumps him and goes to Charles Woodson, Hall of Fame. Ed Reed, Hall of Fame. Ronnie Lott, Hall of Fame. Darren Sharper wouldn't have been if he wasn't a fucking piece of shit. Dick LeBeau, Mel Blount. Everson Walls is on here. He's not in. He should be in too, but that's my that's later.
Here's another thought I had too.
I think it comes down to like a if you're kind of popular and they like you and you know what I mean, you're in the media and stuff like that. But Calvin Johnson wasn't any of that, so it's.
You know what I think it is too, man, is that bitching and complaining. I'm saying from like players, like if Ken Reilly like every year was bringing up his stats, like saying, "Look where I am. How come I'm not in? Look what I'm in." He would have drew attention, and people would have been on his side. But like we would know who Ken Reilly was if he did that. But he's not, because he's a gentleman. The guy said, "What? It's, like, sport, it's like not guys, a big deal to me. Whatever." You know, they're just
like one of those guys. He'll be enshrined after he passes away, and it's like, you know, his family will be there to.
He already passed away.
Right.
Yeah, I know, it sucks. That's the thing, you know.
It's and it's like it's so unfortunate, dude, because like you know, the guy gives his whole life for the sport, and they don't even acknowledge him.
But here's the thing: I think that some players like him, I don't really think they care. Like, I think that they played the game.
Probably not.
You know, it's like, maybe they're just like, what is that? What does that even mean?
I think maybe they were more passionate back then because they didn't, they just played the game.
They played the game
for the game.
The game. Yeah. Not you know? For the accolades.
I bet you, I'll make you a bet right now, Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
$5 because I'm a big spender.
Okay.
Jesus.
When Calvin Johnson's holding his bus, he'll probably drop it.
I'll take that bet.
Okay.
That he hangs on to it, but he spikes it.
All right. All right. Someone has a gun to your head, Mike Fury. Okay.
Okay. What are we in Russia? Is this the Russian NFL? In today's NFL news. We have an airplane. It's like they go through the news and then they get to the Russian fucking newscaster. He's got a gun to his head. It's fucking brilliant.
All right. Someone has a gun to your head. And honestly, you have to pick a Super Bowl winner right now. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? And it cannot be the Chiefs or the Bucks who were in the Super Bowl last year. Who would you choose? If you had to pick one team to win the Super Bowl, not the Chiefs and not the Bucks, and you had a gun to your head, who would it be?
I mean, home bias and like with everything we've done, I would say Rams, but
okay.
If I
have I'm going to say the Browns.
I feel like fuck, dude, this is the Packers.
So Fury, you're saying the Browns for real? Fury.
Yeah, no, I'm here. I mean,
you really saying the Browns?
Let me think.
You've been thinking for the last fucking 20 minutes. I'm you. What? It's not hard.
Can I think a little longer?
No.
And I only said
we got shit to do, bro.
I only said the Packers.
Like what?
I don't want to say the Niners.
Okay. You know what? Shit. You know what? Yes, I'll stay with Cleveland.
Okay. I would say Buffalo.
It's not a bad pick. It depends how they come out and respond. I think defensively, if they can figure out how to be consistent all year, I think they have a good chance.
Yeah. Sorry, I'd go Buffalo if it's not the other two.
Yeah.
You know who one my favorite Patriot is of all time?
Mine? What's my favorite Patriot?
No, mine.
Deion Branch.
Nope.
Moise Tatupu.
No.
Let's see. He was a good player.
Troy Brown.
He, yeah.
Dude.
He's Mr. Do-It-All.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something, Arthur. This guy, Troy Brown, right? Mm-hmm. When he played for the Patriots in like the early 2000s, late 90s. Yep.
Yeah.
He played every position. They started him at corner once.
Right.
They started him at receiver. They put him at running back. Right. When you were talking about players like that wide receiver that couldn't, Troy Brown was one of them that could.
Yeah.
He would convert. He would do everything. Yeah. The guy was amazing.
Right.
And he was clutch. He was clutch. Hell, too. Yeah, like if it's third and 12, he'd get the first down somehow. Right. He was that guy. It was like, he reminded
me. Fumble a lot. You know what? Good with his hands. Caught almost everything.
Here's my call. I hate talking fantasy with people usually during the season, because whenever you meet somebody, especially a stranger that you may not know, or just an acquaintance, or maybe a friend, you know, whatever. But whenever you bring up fantasy football and they ask you, oh, who's on your team? They really don't give a shit who's on your team. It's on them. All they want to do is talk about their team. And that's it. Yeah. I mean, you could be like, oh, I have, you know, I have Deshaun Watson. I have Mary Lou Retton. I have Serena Williams. I have, and they'll just be there going,
I got Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what, this is who I have. I have Mike Evans. I have this. I have it. It's like, oh, okay. You weren't even fucking listening to me. I'm you. Like, I mean, they're not even listening to you. You could say Whitney Houston and then be like, yeah, that's great. Well, here are my people. It's like, you know what? Fuck you and your team. All right. I don't care. Don't tell me about injuries. Here are my injuries. I'm you. And I'm your injuries, and I'm your team. And that's it. And we're out of here. Thanks for listening to Dom, Your Team. We're going to see you next week. We're still trying to figure out a pretty good schedule, but it doesn't matter. You're going to hear us at least once a week until football season.
See you guys.
See ya.